Welcome to the Blessed Sacrament Homilies Podcast, where our mission is to help everyone recognize and experience the presence of God. We hope you are nourished and encouraged by the Word. Thank you for joining us.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus was praying in a certain place, and when he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples." He said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread. And forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone in debt to us. And do not subject us to the final test.' And he said to them, 'Suppose one of you has a friend to whom he goes at midnight and says, "Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived at my house from a journey, and I have nothing to offer him." And he says in reply from within, "Do not bother me. The door has already been locked, and my children and I are already in bed. I cannot get up to give you anything. I tell you, if he does not get up to give the visitor the loaves because of their friendship, he will get up to give him whatever he needs because of his persistence. And I tell you, ask and you will receive, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. What father among you would hand his son a snake when he asks for a fish? Or hand him a scorpion when he asks for an egg? If you then, who are wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
It is a good thing for Abraham that I am not God, because I may have spared Sodom, but I think I would have crushed Abraham like a grape for pushing so hard. But that gospel isn't about Abraham, it's about God. And what it illustrates to us is the limitless nature of God's mercy. No matter how far Abraham pushed, God always remained merciful. Well, over the past few years, I've played a doctor, a theologian, a history professor. Today, I'm going to be a lawyer. A covenant relationship like the one we have with God, and one that is fulfilled in Jesus Christ, is a lot like a civil contract, in that for a contract to be valid, there has to be consideration for both parties. There has to be a benefit that comes to both. And for us, we receive the bounty of God's love, and what we offer back to God is that we will take that love, all of it, and offer it freely back to the world, back to one another. Which is why this story of God's limitless mercy in Genesis and his teaching us how to pray in the gospel are so forever tied together. Because notice, Jesus tells us we can ask for whatever we need of God. There's not a limit to it. However, we can't ask for anything if we're not willing to also give it to others. If we want to be forgiven totally by God, we better be willing to forgive other people when they harm us. If we want God to be generous with us, give us those things we need to survive, we got to be willing to share those with people who have less. If we want to be loved limitlessly by God,
then we've got to be willing to love one another in that very same way. The covenant we have is one that is very much based on a mutual giving. God giving fully to us, and then working through us to continue to give that love and allow it to multiply in the world. If I find but one, Lord, will you spare it? Yes, he will.